Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. Paul Davis Restoration. You know, if a storm comes and blows the roof off your house, ends up getting flooded in there and rained and all that stuff, then you call Paul Davis Restoration, anything like that happens. And what they do is they go into action, as they say, in the French countries, action, in the French, all the French countries. And they get your house back to the way it was before the tragedy struck. They're tragedy fixers is what they are.
Yeah.
I don't know that Paul Davis Restoration has tested that, you know, that branding or not, but we're tragedy fixers.
I like that wording, though.
Yeah. They should get all over that.
Tragedy fixers.
So go to acetj.com/Paul Davis when you need them. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul Lovett. Paul Lovett. Riggins. I know you, there are women older than you that you find attractive, and especially when they are of, I don't know, like if they're in a powerful role or something.
Yeah.
Like Katie Couric, for example, when you were young, that was your crush, your big crush. Governor Kristi Noem of... is it South Dakota?
South Dakota.
Yeah. But, I mean, anybody would think she's beautiful because she's just beautiful.
She's just hot.
Yeah. Have you seen the lady running for governor of Arizona, Carrie Lake?
Uh-uh. Hold on.
And she's a more sophisticated looking.
Oh, yeah. Powerful looking. Mm-hmm.
Short hair, you know, business, you know, all about the business.
Yeah, I could get into that.
Yeah, she's very pretty. Very pretty. I figure you would. Because it's something about that authority figure that adds to it for you.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean.
Because I think, you know, Carrie Lake, candidate for governor of Arizona, would beat the shit out of you.
Hell yeah.
You know, she looked like she could be. Tulsi Gabbard is another one.
Tulsi's
you think
hot.
She's hot, don't you?
With even with like that, you know, she's got the gray streak in her hair. I think she is as sexy as they come.
Yeah, and she was in the military and all, and you know she'd beat the shit out of
you. She would
me.
Oh,
you would love it.
Squeeze me between her thighs. Mm-hmm. Pop my head
like a walnut.
Dimple. Like a grape.
Yeah. Yeah. And then even Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, she out there throwing elbows on children.
Sexy eyes. It's like googly eyes for days. I can't get enough of that.
Yeah, I mean, she elbowed that little girl. Get out of my way.
I'm what taking a picture. Get her.
Yeah.
what a nut job. Oh, yeah, God. She's wild.
That's one of those things that I saw and went, that can't be right. Then I went somewhere else to find it. I was like, oh, no, that's right. That's accurate.
She kind of like winds up to give her the elbow.
Like, she didn't show up like nudge that kid out of the picture. Oh, she did. That's okay.
Get out of here.
So, Regan, say there was a like a hot-looking governor of a state or whatever, and she took a shine to you, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Took a shine to you, did
shine,
she?
See?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Would that be too much pressure for you to be dating someone in that high profile of a position, or would you go right along, dress up in the suit, go everywhere they needed you to go?
First gentleman or whatever they call them now? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think there's nothing sexier than an attractive woman that's also smart and powerful.
Yeah, I know, but then you would have to be around people all the time, too, and stuffy people. And
I'm fine. I'm fine with that.
There's no pressure on you. Just don't. Mm-hmm. Just don't be an idiot.
Yeah.
Just be, you know.
Be cool, man.
Yeah, just keep it together.
Yeah.
That's all you've got to do.
Don't screw it up.
Show up, be polite, smile a lot, be friendly. That's all that other person has to do.
And then they walk away going, I met Christy Lake. What's her name? Carrie Lake. I met Carrie Lake. She was wonderful. And her husband, too. He was great.
Mm.
You know, just sort of an afterthought. And I can add a little, you know.
You turn on the charm. You go back home for a few hours to the next thing.
Yeah,
it would be the opposite of the way you live now, though, Riggins, where you say you're happy.
Yeah.
Like, it would be no just sitting around and watching TV and watching the news and writing your song or any of that kind of stuff. You would constantly be around people.
Yeah, what happens is I got to find the person that makes all that stuff fun. Mm-hmm. If I'm with somebody that I don't even really like, then it becomes more miserable to go to the wedding when you're dating somebody that you really don't even like at that point. I had been dating somebody for so long that I just grew to not have anything in common. I just realized I found her attractive, and that was it.
So it's like whatever she wanted to do, you put up a block to make yourself feel like you don't like it just because she wants to do it.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Exactly. But there are things I miss about that I cannot recreate on my own that I found so wonderful that I can't do on my own.
Yeah. So what are y'all's thoughts on Alexis being married to a governor?
I would make a great governor's wife. Don't even play with me.
Hey, that's going to have some problems.
Why?
Well, number one, they're going to pull up your mugshot.
Okay, and?
Ouch. It's just one mugshot, though, right? You didn't get a mugshot for the second time.
There's two.
Okay, all right. Well, because they did book you the second time.
Mm-hmm. Politicians have mugshots too, though. So what?
That, I'm just kidding. That's not a big deal. I just think
I know how to talk to people.
You do,
right?
I would know how to dress for the occasions.
Mm.
I would.
Well, yeah, because you'd have help.
You haven't seen me in a gown.
That's right.
No, I haven't.
I would know how to eat the right foods with the right utensils.
Yeah.
Would you know how to not share your opinion?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of that where they don't, you know, it's like they learn the significant other just kind of realizes, you know what, this is best. No, I'm not going to get caught up saying the wrong thing here. I'm just going to not say anything.
No.
I think, though, you would be the fun governor's wife.
Like, oh, yeah, I think you'd be great.
You'd be out there, you know, showing the other like assemblymen and legislators and all, there you'd be showing their spouses, you know, how to twerk and how to do all that stuff.
Well, I think you'd be the type of first lady, whatever, where it doesn't even matter what your husband as the president, the governor, whatever, what his opinion poll is, people would always say, I can't stand the governor. I think his policies are terrible. I like his wife, though. Uh-huh. She's fun, and she's, you know, she's got some, you know,
chutzpah.
Character to her, you know what I mean?
Moxie.
Yeah,
you
like her.
Moxie.
You might hear.
Yeah. I can easily see them saying that. They're like, I don't like him, but you know what? But you would make him more likable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Alexis would come out to the media and say, I don't care what the numbers say, his polling is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
That's all y'all need to worry about.
Yup.
I take care of his poll. Numbers.
He's governing this.
Yep. I like that.
I think I'd make a good governor's husband.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a sweet life.
Yeah.
Living in the governor's mansion.
Mm-hmm. Until the governor started gaining weight, and then I'd be like, y'all, I got to, you know, I don't have time to do a press conference today. I gotta get her in the gym.
That'll be a headline.
Y'all been feeding her too many hors d'oeuvres at all these little events. No, I'm just kidding. But I would say things like, I don't care if she's the governor or not. She needs to know who she's talking to.
Yeah.
She's talking to me.
Yeah.
I'm not a constituent. I didn't even vote for her ass.
Yeah. It would be funny.
Yeah. I would be the funniest first man ever of anything, because I would mess with them, you know. Because, you know, I don't like the media.
Right.
And I would have so much fun just poking them. And,
would that be good for her or bad for her?
Well, if she's my wife, the media is going to hate her anyway.
That's true. Because
we're like-minded.
Yeah, that's true.
The Marxist media.
So it would be good for her with her constituency.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. The only problem is that they'd like me more than they do her, and they'd be trying to get me on the ticket.
Of course they would.
Well, everybody does.
You get a Bill and Hillary situation.
Billary, you mean?
Yeah. Does that happen other than those two? I mean, have two... Maybe I'm just not thinking of married couples that one of them was political and then the other one became political.
Yeah, Bob and Elizabeth Dole.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there have been occasions where the person would die in office and they would appoint his wife to his seat. I think... Really? Is that the way Sonny Bono did
his
that
wife
situation?
Got in? I think so, yeah. Or did she died? Did she run?
No, I think they appointed her and then she ran.
Yeah.
After that. Because if a senator leaves office, the governor of his state or her state appoints the person to take their seat until the election can come back around.
So he died when he was in office?
I think so. Skied into a tree.
Yeah.
In terms of gestures,
and then Cher, and then it was Cher. Oh, I don't remember that at all.
This says Mary Bono was elected to fill the remainder of her husband's congressional term. She was then elected in her own right several subsequent times before being defeated in the election of 2012. I thought you were right, though. I thought she was appointed first.
What was his? Was he a senator or a representative?
It just says congressional term. I think
he was a representative.
So Mary Bono. I'm a big Bono fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to Bono that.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hello, I'm Mary Bono. Weird.
She would say, join the bone train.
Yeah.
Join the boner train. Yeah, her supporters called boners.
Bono.
I'd like to thank you all my boners for being here tonight.
I'm a boner. She's a boner. We're all boners.
And he skied into a tree, right?
That's correct.
That's how he died.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
1988.
He was a Republican.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. 1998. Sorry. 1998.
I only know that because it was in the Eminem song. Made a joke about him skiing into a tree.
Oh, really?
I remember that lyric.
Yeah. And I went, is that true? He died when he hit a tree? Yeah. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. But Cher would be nothing without him. He's the one who brought her into the limelight.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, he was older. And I think she was 18 when they met, and he made a star out of her.
I just looked it up, though. Sonny and Cher, they weren't together that long. They sold over 40 million records.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Had a TV show?
Yeah, the Sonny and Cher show.
A very highly rated TV show for a few years, but they split.
Yeah. She was a fox, you know.
She was a fox, still fox.
Foxy.
I hate when they say, like, at least he died doing what he loved. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm skiing into a tree.
I love that.
They try that all the time. He eaten by sharks while he's scuba diving, but he died doing what he loved. Bullshit.
I don't know anybody that would love getting eaten by sharks.
Have you asked him? I bet he would disagree. That couldn't have been fun. I hate that.
Yeah, I think the only way that could actually be true is if you had a heart attack during the relations or something.
Yeah, like eating spaghetti and meatballs for me is what it
and you choke on it.
Yeah, right. I could just have a heart attack and pass out in front of a cheesesteak.
They but not face down at a cheesesteak. At least he died doing what he loved.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, but not skiing.
You know, I've always said that at the funeral and all, or whenever somebody makes reference to the departed continuing their sinful behavior in heaven.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Yeah. Oh, he's drinking with God, playing.
Yeah, yeah. There's gambling. A party going on in heaven tonight.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, he was a drug dealer. He's slinging coke in heaven.
Yeah. No, I don't think he is.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
In the United States of America, we love having a choice when it comes to almost anything. We want a choice. Well, how did you choose your internet service provider? You probably didn't. You don't have very much choice there because they operate like monopolies in the regions that they serve. Now, they use this power to take advantage of customers' data caps, streaming throttles, and the list goes on. But worst of all, many internet service providers log your internet activity and sell that data to other big tech companies or advertisers. Don't do that. Use ExpressVPN.
ExpressVPN is a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see any of your activity. That means you stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself. Visit expressvpn.com/acetj. That's expressvpn.com/acetj to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/acetj right now to learn more.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Riggins was just telling us that he got mad at me for texting him late last night. He got up to go to the bathroom, saw he had a message from me, and said, "Who the hell is texting me at this hour?" And it was 6:30.
And he'd been in bed. Like,
oh, I was asleep. He's passed out.
Yeah, he always says fast asleep. I was fast asleep.
Fast asleep.
I know, like a little baby. Yeah. I noticed that earlier.
How long had I been asleep?
Yeah.
About an hour.
So you went to bed at 5:30 yesterday.
Like 5:30. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that.
I go to bed when I'm tired.
Plus you're getting a cold.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that great. Sometimes I'll go to bed at 8. But if I'm tired and I've eaten dinner, I go to bed at 5 o'clock. Sure. Wake up at 3. Yeah. I think it's a lot of sleep.
But on this vacation we just had, we didn't go out to eat or anything the whole week except for once. It was my daughter's birthday, and we went out to eat. The rest of the time, it was I was up at 7 o'clock or before in the morning, and I would go down and reserve our beach chairs as soon as the guys put them out there and go get to the beach about 10, maybe earlier. Like, I would go out earlier than the other ones. And that's all we did all day. Sit on the beach, come in, eat. Jody made tacos one night, and we had what you call them, bagel bites, sandwiches, and all that kind of thing. And I'm not kidding. All three of us, maybe one night, were up past 9.
It takes it out of you. It does.
Yeah.
That's a sun in the water. Like if you're at the beach all day in the sun and everything, a lot of times that it can, by the time early evening comes, you can be exhausted.
And you're day drunk, which is like another, if you're drinking in the day and then you start slowing down, you better figure out something to do or you will pass out.
But, I wouldn't drink that much. We weren't, crazy drunk or anything. But just being out in the sun and then you haul all of that stuff, back up to the place, and you're walking through that thick sand, and it's a workout. You got a Yeti strapped on your back and beach stuff, and
sure.
So as soon as I get out of the shower, you're in the heat all day, sweating, sunscreen, you get out of the shower and you're just like, And there was a woman on the beach close to us, and I was talking to her one day, not by choice, and she said that she and her family had gone out to eat every night that they've been there. She said, and that's not my choice. She said, they always want to go out. I would much rather stay in and eat something in the condo or whatever. And they have kids, too. So they got to come in off the beach, get kids dressed and all that stuff, and then get out every night.
That's my brother. My oldest brother said, I don't feel like I'm on vacation if I have to cook. We're going out to eat every night. He insists on it.
I love that, too. I love going out to eat on vacation.
I don't. I used to, but all I'm there for is the beach part.
Yeah.
I don't care about the restaurants and all that.
Yeah, if you've rented a house or a condo or something, I just like hanging out. I want to get my money's worth out of that place. I paid for this place to be not here half the time. If you spend all day at the beach, then you spend every night going out somewhere. You just come back and sleep. I don't feel like I've gotten my money's worth out of that place.
No, I would rather... I'm more okay with going out to eat a few times during the week if it's somewhere I haven't been.
Yeah.
But in Destin, Florida, we've been there going for 20-something years. There's nothing there that we don't know about.
Yeah.
That we haven't tried. And so, the vacation part to me is the beach. I can eat at restaurants here.
Sure.
I can get pho here.
You can't.
I don't know if you can get pho up here.
Yeah, not up here.
I don't know. In the suburbs.
In maybe. The suburbs.
You might be able to.
You can.
Pho's Vietnamese.
You
can.
You just don't have to worry about getting shot while you're eating it.
Well, that's fair. That is fair.
Mm-hmm. So there.
Ooh, you told me.
Yeah, I did. Take that to your pho restaurant.
But remember, TJ thinks you can get shot anywhere.
Yeah. So. Everywhere.
Hey, in today's world, man,
you can if you're anywhere I am.
Damn. I feel safe going to lunch with him. I know he's got it. He's got my back.
Yeah.
No one
has your back. God didn't have your back because you're crooked.
Yeah.
No one has your back.
Not even your leg.
Your spine doesn't have your back.
Oh, poor Rob. Yeah. Your hips don't have your back. Your legs don't have your back. He's got his back.
See, y'all saying that Rob's just, y'all going to feel bad. He's one step away from being in traction.
What does that mean?
Like, completely held up with strings and, in a hospital.
Trying to stretch him
move.
Out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to feel bad. I'm going to laugh.
Be like, wow.
You're a marionette. Ha ha.
Damn.
I'm not going to laugh at him about it until I go to visit him and see him.
Shut up, Pinocchio.
I don't think it's what you think, Alexis.
It's not like you'll be able to control me.
Yeah, he's not suspended by wires from the ceiling.
I know, but that's fun to think about.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. To her, it is, because she's a sicko.
Rob, is there anything that you normally do on a day-to-day basis that you can't do now because of the back and the leg and everything?
I haven't gone grocery shopping in 2 months. I've just been doing curbside, which is honestly easier anyway.
Yeah.
That's about the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
Man, I feel so bad for him.
Oh, when I saw Top Gun, I couldn't find a comfortable position, so I was kind of shifting the whole time. But so I haven't gone to many other movies since.
Mm. And he loves the movies.
That's
his livelihood. Yeah.
Thor's coming out, and
he makes money from it?
No.
Oh. How's he making money out of going to the movies?
No, he actually pays monthly to go to the movies.
His career.
It's livelihood.
It's the movie theater's livelihood.
Yeah, they're concerned.
Yeah, you're not getting your money's worth out of that membership thing.
Nope.
Damn.
Yeah, it's brutal.
What are you going to do? Just like throwing money out the window for all these movies you've paid to go see.
And he said Thor's coming out.
Yeah.
That's like that's a big one in the Marvel world. Mm-hmm. This new Thor movie.
And I wanted to go see Elvis. That I was going to, Meredith's going to see it today, and I told her I'd just wait till it comes out digitally.
Oh. You know, this is something funny. My family and I paid to go see Bob's Burgers at the theater. Because my daughter wanted to do like a silly family thing. And it'll be out on Hulu or something next week, I think.
Yeah. It's different. It's different.
You just take those things for granted now.
Yeah.
You know, getting to go to the movies, Rob, and going to buffets and buying groceries.
Taekwondo.
Yeah, all those other things. Eating pho.
Playing video games.
Yeah. When are we going to do another Rob Tries Stuff video?
That was a great one. I thought that was really, really good.
What was it, fruit?
The fruit.
Fruit.
We did a mini one when we had lunch. I tried...
What was it? The calamari.
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 Calamari. Mm.
Did you like it?
It was good. It's not my kind of thing, but I can see why people would enjoy it.
Did you eat the spider part or the little ringlets?
I don't know. What did I...
The ringlets. He wouldn't eat the tentacles.
I don't blame you.
I love the tentacles.
That's my favorite part.
For people that don't eat seafood, though, that the tentacles can be a little... it's a little overwhelming.
I'm with you, Riggins. I can see how the first time you'd be like, you know what? I'm going to go with the one that looks like an onion ring.
Yeah, I'm sure when I grabbed into the bowl, I was like, oh, let's go with this one.
Yeah, because the one that's shaped like an onion ring is you know, chewier and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, the other one, you just...
Yeah, they're good.
It's like the difference between white meat and dark meat. I love the tentacle part.
Me too.
If that's what that one called. The one that looks like a spider.
Mm-hmm. Spider leg.
I love that.
Let me get that spider.
Oh, did I tell y'all? I never told y'all about the onion rings that I saw.
No.
So you slice the onion, get the, like you're about to make onion rings. You do your batter and whatever else. But before you batter the onion rings, you wrap a piece of bacon around, like just mm-hmm. Not over the whole thing, but around the edges of the onion ring. Like just
like all the
just
way
completely wrap it all the way around the ring. Mm. And then you bread it and then fry it.
That sounds amazing. Oh,
yeah, I know.
That sounds pretty good.
I know.
A little crispy from the bacon and then crispy from the batter. Oof.
Because I love those things, onion rings and bacon.
Yeah.
If I could only find a way to incorporate the two.
You talk about the perfect bite. Yeah. As the millennials are always searching for the perfect bite, bacon on onion rings.
Put that on a burger with some barbecue sauce.
I think when I hit the lottery in my house, I want one of those fry basket things like they have in a restaurant. Because it looked, you know.
A deep fryer?
Yeah, deep fryer. You just throw some fries in the basket and drop it down in there.
Yeah.
You can laugh. I didn't know what it was called. I didn't realize it was called a deep fryer. Funny.
That basket thing.
Just throw some fries.
I think when you're just walking through the house, you know what? I want some. You know what? I need some hush puppies. You grab some hush puppies out of the freezer, throw them in the basket, drop it down in there. You come back 5 minutes later, boom, hush puppies, done.
Right. So you wouldn't hire a chef to make homemade hush puppies for you? You'd still use the frozen?
I don't want anybody in my house.
I ain't getting too fancy if I win.
Even if he wins the lottery
during the week,
all the money in the world, he's gonna get some frozen ass hush puppies. Right. I throw some corn dogs in there. Open the freezer, get the corn dogs out.
Wow, living large.
True.
Hello, Governor. Would you like some frozen hush puppies?
I don't know. I have said I would like to have a chef just to make like healthy things all the time that really taste good. Like, just to have a healthy snack on hand all the time, and except for the weekends. That's where the hush puppies would come
from. So you just don't want to bother him with non-healthy food?
Yeah, I just wanted somebody who could make really good, you know, like healthy snacks and foods all the time, so I'd have stuff that I could eat. And then on the weekends, you know, all bets are off.
You know what would be so good? Pizza hush puppies. Hush puppies with pizza inside, pepperoni and cheese and sauce.
Sauce?
Yeah. And then fry it.
Yeah. It's how would like kind of like a pizza pocket.
Yeah.
Or a, what do you call it? A pizza roll, but made with cornbread instead of pizza dough.
Yeah.
Wow.
We could probably do that.
Yeah. Maybe you could do all that stuff and just deep fry it right there like that. Jalapeno poppers.
Fried Snickers.
Potato skins.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is y'all could just get up enough money for a food truck that goes around to the fair and all the street festivals and everything. Y'all can make all that stuff in your yard.
Yeah, but I just want to eat it. I don't want to make it.
Oh. Ace will make it for you.
Yeah, I'll make it for
you. What is there to open in the freezer and throw it in the freezer? I mean, come on.
I got that far covered.
Yeah.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's go. I don't quite understand this. It's a historical fact from 1916. In Irwin, Tennessee, an elephant killed a circus trainer. Okay, so it's 1916, so obviously, I mean, they're not technologically advanced.
Yeah.
But to punish the elephant, they hanged him.
Oh, God.
So even if you were going to kill the elephant, why and how do you hang an elephant? Where are you going to find a tree strong enough and the manpower to hang an elephant?
That's cruel.
Maybe off a cliff or something, like a tree that hangs over a cliff. You just shove it off.
That's so mean.
Yeah, how do you handle an elephant in a way where you can get the noose around them and everything?
Would they have to do that at some type of... What year was it again?
1916.
Yeah. So like a shipping...
I don't
like
know.
A dock or something? But why would you do it that way?
Yeah.
To punish the elephant.
Whatever. I mean, but...
That's what it is. I mean, it's...
Yeah. But taking... All right, we got... It's mean. It's you know, cruel, whatever.
Yeah.
But the stupidity is what I'm focused on
here.
That... They had guns in 1916 if they wanted to kill the thing.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just shoot it?
I'm with you. I don't understand it either.
And how do you hang an elephant? Now, I don't want to Google that because the animal police will be here thinking I'm plotting the murder of elephants. But is there a tree in Tennessee strong enough to hang an elephant?
Yeah, and I'm saying a dock. They wouldn't even have a dock or anything in Tennessee that would probably would anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy.
That's wild.
if it's even true.
If that's
this kind of
true.
Stuff that could we be see a lie. That could be a damn lie. It
could be a damned old lie.
It was like that story a couple weeks ago about the elephant that trampled the woman.
And then trampled the...
And then went to the funeral, yeah. Showed up at the funeral for the woman, and then trampled her again.
How did the elephant know where they were holding the funeral at?
Apparently it was close, but they said that elephant is like one of the few animals that... what did they say? They phrased it in an odd way, like seeks vengeance
holds
or something.
Holds a grudge.
Holds yeah. a grudge, wow. Kind of.
An elephant never forgets.
And showed up at the funeral and trampled the body.
Again. But why are you holding a grudge when you've already killed the person? You know what I'm saying?
I think, yeah, they said the elephants were upset about deforestation or something. I don't recall.
They had an assembly and they all got together.
They're like, this bitch needs to go.
Yeah, she needs to be trampled right away.
It's horrible.
Because she was trying to cut down the trees. And
I don't know.
That's some lying shit.
Yeah, I find that really hard.
Like, did they invite the elephant? They send him an invitation to
they
the
said
funeral.
Things that, yeah. Things had been heating up for weeks between the humans and the elephants. I swear, that's what it said. Yeah. And that elephant had enough.
Like, hey, they're burying that bitch today. Let's go get her.
Yeah, well, so then maybe that's what the spectacle in Irwin, Tennessee in 1916 was, showing the other elephants... This is what's going to happen to you if you kill any more trainers.
Yeah.
Man.
Don't you try that. What your friend got here.
Oh, man.
You'll regret it.
Uh-huh. Elephants are not to be messed with.
No.
They're so cute when they're babies.
Yeah.
But you know what's fun, though, is when you see one, because I've been on safari, when you see a new mother elephant, walking with her, what are they called? Calves?
A calf.
And you go up and try to take the calf? That's fun.
You're coming with me.
Mm, the moms love it.
Snatch that elephant. Yeah.
Go get it. We want one of those at home.
I would love an elephant.
Mm-hmm. Even after it got ugly?
Yeah, I would ride it around. That's one that I would still like.
Right. You wouldn't make good time on that, though.
No, you're not.
They never make good time on an elephant.
Make good time.
I'm going to be late for work.
Yeah. My elephant's my elephant on the freeway.
Yeah. Clomp, 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 clomp.
I don't know what the average speed of an elephant when you're riding it is. I've seen them run with people on them before, yeah. But, I mean, I don't think you could you could sustain that. Because the elephant bounces you all around. You ever been on one, Ace? Elephant?
Never been on an elephant.
Loser.
Not even in college, man.
Not even in college.
Oh, I forgot you was poor.
Yeah.
Only rich people ride elephants. They used to have them at the Renaissance Festival a long time ago. They don't have them anymore, though.
What, Regis?
Thank God. Thank you, God. Because, I mean... The people that work at the, you know, they don't look like they're being treated well. I can't imagine what the elephant, the kind of shit the elephants are taking. Good Lord. They look like they're on their last legs, the people that are working there. I can only imagine. Just kidding. I love the Renaissance Festival.
But they still have horses, though, right? Don't they use horses?
Yeah, for the night, for the jousting.
Right. So how is that not cruel? If they can't have an elephant because they say it's cruel.
I thought they had camels at one point, too.
Yeah, they probably do.
I do think that. Yeah, I think I remember seeing camels.
I don't think it was the whole camel.
Just part of a camel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Stupid.
Stupid or genius?
Stupid.
No, okay. The below the waist cleavage.
Like your cleavage down there.
This is so gross.
Would that be seen as a compliment?
I don't know.
Your cleavage is showing.
I'm admiring your down there cleavage. Ugh.
Thank you.
Cute.
You know how the women who wear the costumes with the big heavage in their cleavage, like at the Renaissance Festival, or if they're doing like an Old West bar themed something, they put powder on their cleavage. I would have hated that as a cowboy.
Why'd they do that?
I guess to make it
shiny or something? Or
I don't know, not shiny. Or sweat. The other, yeah, maybe just to, because it used to be though that they made it look white.
Yeah,
like if your skin was fair, you made it look whiter. Somehow that was attractive.
You still do that with highlighter now.
The more pale you were, the sexier you were. Because,
you know, you think about your
200 years too late.
I got to get back to those days, man.
He's like, I'm milky white.
But if I'm trying to hook up with some woman and she's got powder all over her, I'm like. Like when you go to kiss her and she's got, it's like you're kissing a thing of baby powder. I don't know. I'd be like, damn, Miss Kitty. Go take a shower. Go out there and take a barrel bath. Come back. Come back smelling like Dove. Dove soap. But yeah, so they do that for the downstairs cleavage too. They powder it.
No, they do.
That's where I was going with that.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We do it. Alexa said the other day she puts deodorant on her upper lip.
I tried it to see if that was going to help my lip sweat.
So you put antiperspirant on your lip?
Didn't work.
I can see.
Shut up. I got a skin stash.
Yeah. When did that happen?
What?
When did you do the
thing during on your lip? Vacation probably. Or no, even before that I tried it. When I talked about it on air.
That's right. When you were an adult.
Yeah.
I did it on vacation.
I did it on
vacation. Didn't we all?
I was like, let me just try.
And hey, I'm going out to the pool. Oh, let me stop this one. Put a little bit of my stash.
What kind was it?
I think I use Secret.
Secret.
Yeah.
Was it the same one you or used degree. On your underarms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would I use a different one?
But did you put?
I don't know. It just feels weird.
So the container directly to your lip or a finger then on your lip?
No, put the container on my lip. It's my own armpits.
Yeah, I know, but it seemed like that would get more than your lip. The applicator would be bigger than your lip.
It's a lot. I need it. The sweat goes everywhere.
Kind of gross, though.
Why is it gross?
I don't know. It's been under your arm a bunch of times.
Yeah. It's my own arm.
I get it. Yeah, no, I'm pretty much there with you, but the little part of it's kind of gross.
Yeah, why couldn't you do like a boxer and just put a little Vaseline on your upper lip?
I've tried that too.
It didn't work?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll fry you if you're going out in the sun. Yeah,
then all is going to be burnt. Basically
cook your mouth.
Good point. Boxers are not out of the sun. You're right. Sorry. Ignore that suggestion. My bad.
I mean, the first word in it is petroleum.
Yeah.
Hot.
30-degree burns on my upper lip.
Hot.
Yeah.
Real hot.
Yeah. I forgot the boxers aren't laying out in the sun.
That would be worse. What happened? I was trying to take care of my stash sweat.
Yeah.
You know what happens when you don't have any hair, like on your head like I do? Where I shave my hair off.
Your scalp burns?
That, but also when you're sweating on the heat, there's no hair to catch it.
Oh.
So when I'm lying out on the beach, I have to get up every so often and go get a towel and dry the insides of my ears because the sweat runs into my ears.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Isn't that nasty?
That is. You got like swampy ears.
Mm-hmm. I do.
That's disgusting.
And I have special earbuds that I wear on the beach.
For your swamp ears?
Mm-hmm. I don't wear my good ones, my Bose ones on the beach.
Okay.
I have some cheaper ones.
Because you don't want the sweat ruining the Bose?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Ew.
I know. How hot is that? How sexy.
My hair is not catching my sweat.
My ears are soaking wet.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I thought this was an interesting question in the news today. If you left your house and realized you had forgotten your phone, how far away from your house would you have to be not to turn around? Where you go, I'm not turning around. Most people said that they would have to be 10 minutes or less away from their house before they would turn around.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't turn around.
So if you're, so you go 10 minutes, so essentially that costs you 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So you go 10 minutes back and then 10 minutes to get back to where you were.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't do it, Riggins?
Not a chance.
Really?
Not even, I wouldn't, if I made it to the elevator on my floor, I wouldn't go back and get my phone. I just don't, I can do without it. It's not that super important. I'm not getting no calls.
What about you, Alexa?
Yeah, it would be 10 minutes. Because I'd probably get lost. I use my GPS to go everywhere.
Yeah.
So I would end up.
So if you were lost. 15 minutes away, it was going to add 30 minutes to your travel time. You wouldn't go back and get it?
No, because I'm most likely running late.
Okay, but would it matter how soon you were coming back?
Yeah,
like if you were leaving for a weekend, you would come back and get it, right?
Yeah.
But if it's just for the day?
Hell no.
Ace, would you?
Yeah, I think I would.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would go back.
I would love not to have my phone, though.
Well, leave it.
I can't.
Why?
Because I just can't.
She's a millennial girl.
I know. Mm-hmm. I need someone to lose it for me.
So what do you... What? Because you said your phone has been on Do Not Disturb for over a week now.
Yeah.
So what is it about your phone that you wouldn't be able to... Let's just say if you had it in your car for an emergency, but it was somewhere where you couldn't reach it or anything, and then when you got to where you were going, you weren't going to get it out of the car. What would keep you from doing that?
Instagram.
You would miss being on Instagram that much, or feel like you were missing so much.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Then text messages and calls.
So everything that the phone does.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then like
but I would want it to be forced on me, though. I want it to be forced that I have to stay away from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also miss email.
Oh, I hate email.
I see a lot of people that do things like, letting everybody know that I'm taking off of social media or whatever, starting today until Monday morning.
I don't know why people announce it. Like, okay, cool.
Well, I mean, to let people know, like, hey, if you message me, I'm not going to message you back. I'm shutting it down. So just do something like that. Try that for a week. You think you could go a weekend without looking at anything?
No. I just need someone to take my phone away and then detox.
The detox?
Yeah.
No more D-pics. It's a detox.
It's a detox. I do everything on my phone, though. I read books. I watch TV sometimes.
Yeah.
You my schedules are on there.
What are you doing? Reading a book.
Bullshit.
Oh, you're a crazy person. I'm watching TV.
I am.
So, if they passed a law that limited your access to cell phones, that would help you. That's what you would rather have. That
I'm a lawbreaker. I don't care about the law.
So it wouldn't matter.
you want somebody to take it away. TJ gives you a way to have it taken away. You're like,
I mean, we need something that's gonna work. Like if I would know, if I knew that I was gonna get in trouble, like someone was monitoring that, mm-hmm. then obviously I wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
that would help. If I knew the cops were gonna come get me, I don't want to go to jail a third time.
Mm-hmm. But you just on your own could not.
No, I don't
limit yourself on it. You don't have that control.
I don't have that discipline. I actually wrote that in my journal yesterday. I said, I don't have any discipline when it comes to food or my phone.
Are you supposed to tell us what you write in your journal? Does it then make it not come true? I thought that was supposed to be secretive.
Well, you guys are my friends.
Yeah. Rob, what about you?
What was the question?
How far would you be away from home before you wouldn't go back and get your phone?
On a work day, it would depend on if it was going to make me late. But I would probably
go. Let's just say you're not in a time crunch to get wherever it is you're going.
Oh, I'd cancel plans to go back and get it.
Yeah.
If I need it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you got your cousin waiting on you at holding your spot at this new restaurant y'all been wanting to try, and then you're going to the movies with him after that. But you get 30 minutes away and realize you forgot your phone.
Yeah, I'm going back.
And you're going to cancel.
Wow.
No way I'm going back 30 minutes.
Mm-mm. Yup. I'll skip lunch or whatever, or skip the food. I mean, I'm still going to eat. I'll just be a drive-thru.
But you go to, then try to make it for the movie.
Try to make it for the movie. Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be like, well, that's not even a question. Because that's an hour. So you've already driven 30 minutes. Then you're going back 30. Then another 30. Get back to where we are. So it's essentially, that's a 90-minute time span. There's no way I'm going back. I'm not even thinking about going back.
Yeah, with gas prices, how they
are. This is cool. I'll just, great. I don't have to deal with my phone at line with my cousin.
When's the last time y'all have had to go 24 to 40, let's say 24 hours, and not had your phone? Not access to it or nowhere.
I don't know.
I can't even remember a time. Because even if my phone breaks down, I'm going to the store right away.
Because it feels like it's this feeling of connectivity. Like everything is going to happen to me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to get in touch with this person. And what if somebody has an accident? What if I have an accident? What if all of these things that used to not even be an issue.
Yeah.
The culture goes into that. And I'm the same way. I mean, I had to have my phone worked on one day. And as one of the, when they would do repair the screen and replace screens and go get that done. And they had my phone for 2 hours. And I felt like it was just so weird to be running around doing what I normally do without my phone. Because that's what I was thinking. It was, if somebody has an accident and the kids need me or Jody needs me or where, because I can go without looking at social media and all of that kind of stuff. But if I were just going to sit in my truck and wait for them to finish working on my phone, what do I do when I'm in my truck? I listen to podcasts and stuff off my phone, from my phone.
Yeah, I think the last time that happened to me was probably at least 10, 12 years ago when I had a phone that met its demise. Mm-hmm. And at the time, it was cheaper if they overnighted you a phone. Order goes out tomorrow. It kind of was in the afternoon. I was like, hey, well, the order, it was a Tuesday. The order goes out Wednesday. You'll get it Thursday morning. By 10, it'll be at your house. Okay, that's fine. But then again, that was so long ago that you didn't have all the social media. Your whole world wasn't tied up in everything being on your phone like it is today.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So, Alexis, we're taking your phone.
Take it, please.
Long story short.
And then you guys call me, guess what?
Do you can't think,
reach me. There's so many peckers on that phone. I just know. It looks like a Hillshire Farm outlet store in the mall.
Do you think you could give up your phone on a Friday? Like, if at the end of the show on Friday, you give me your phone, I put it in my backpack, and I give it back to you on Monday morning.
Yeah, as long as I don't go anywhere, because I will get lost. I don't know. I use my GPS every day.
I know, but if you know you don't have it, you can still Google Map things on the computer or whatever.
Nope. Print it down. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to crash.
Get a Garmin.
I think that could be fun.
No. But if I was staying at home, yes, that sounds like the best ever. I would gladly give it up.
See, I don't understand. Because if you want to give it up, just go.
Just do it?
If you just want to not fool with it for the weekend, just put it somewhere where give it to a friend for the weekend or something like that. But then again, and you'd be worried about somebody getting into your phone, looking through all your stuff. And
they have apps that'll shut it down for a period of time so you can't access it.
That's what we need to do. and then not give her the access to be able to turn it back on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it.
What if we just took a hammer and smashed that shit?
Let's just destroy our phone.
It's a bit. Just for the radio.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
ACE and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.